This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7 on Hilton Head Island. And it's all presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving, and it's a little sunny in my face. We're live out here in Pula, Georgia, at CrossFit Sheer Force, and this is, of course, my cohort in crime right here. Cohort and Crimes idea. Let's do a live remote, and I'm telling you right now, what a cause. They're doing workout awareness for Stop Soldier Suicide, and this is near and dear to my family, because my son Dominic DeMasi played football at Valdosta State, and one of his teammates was a vet, and July 4th 2 years ago committed suicide. So it's got me goosebumps. But Melissa, it's a great cause, and you know, do you know 22% there's a 22% chance greater that a soldier will commit suicide than the normal population?
Yeah, it's...
First of all, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
So we got a tornado yesterday at school. You got your first day at Islands. I failed my bus test. So what else is new? At least we're here doing a good thing.
Yeah, you know, and I saw this event pop up on my Facebook, and you know, the power of Facebook and the power of social media is truly why we're out here right now, because CrossFit Sheer Force, and we talk about the CrossFit community as a whole, not just separate.
I don't know. You got me with Hyper Performance. What was
yes,
the other one?
Yes, we got Hyper Performance, Steadfast, CrossFit Burrow. I mean, there's so many CrossFit Burrow. There's so many out there, and CrossFit Sheer Force is doing an event today, Stop Soldier Suicide. It's Workout for Awareness, which is why we're doing a live remote out here, and we're just trying to bring awareness for soldier suicide, because PTSD and anxiety and depression and mental illness are a huge component of a soldier's life, and they're bringing awareness for it, and we're going to have a special guest coming on with us at the second hour. Their son committed suicide because of this, and this is why we're doing this, and this is why we are here today. So I mean, it's just it's crazy to think about these men and women that go into battle every day, the mental toll it takes on a person, and we're just trying to bring awareness to it and support this event.
Yeah, I met Big Mike when I went down to Valdosta a couple times to visit my son, because my son played football and baseball, and I'm not really blowing up that he played two sports in college, but this guy had an impact on these younger guys. I mean, the discipline, the dedication, you know, what he made those young guys believe. Cooper Lemons out of Savannah Christian was a big one with Big Mike, defensive lineman just like Big Mike, and they were all devastated. They were all devastated. Nobody saw this coming, and, you know, they posted this past July 4th, "We miss you, brother," and it just hits home, and it's something that these guys do. Guys and ladies. When I say guys, I mean ladies too. They go out and you know, they put their life on the line for us, and they're the reasons why we do what we do. Not the politicians, not the police officers. Well, the police officers keep us, but I mean, not the politicians, not the people who think that, you know, they run the world. If it wasn't for our soldiers, we wouldn't be doing what we do here in America, and that's be free. How many people in the world are suffocated by what their country says they can't do and can do?
I know, and Markel and I watched Markel Blunt, who is a regular.
He'll be on the third part. It's the Kel and Mel, and he'll be on the last part when we do three and out. So when she says me and Markel or Markel and I, she's talking about her good buddy Markel Blunt, now a transplant from Boston, and he loves being here, and he's part of the show because he's the guy to help set us up, and he does all the dirty work that we don't do.
Yeah.
He's behind the scenes.
Yes, we watched Lone Survivor last night.
And he made you watch it.
Well, he said I needed to watch it. I was going to watch it. I wasn't planning on watching it last night, but we watched it, you know, not for today's event, just because one of the workouts that we do at CrossFit is the Murph workout. And this was the story, not necessarily about Michael Murphy, but his story was in there,
right.
But it's about Marcus Luttrell and that mission that Marcus Luttrell and it's Operation Red Wing, and that was what the story was.
Right.
And, you know, these four men died in the hills of Afghanistan and were killed in action. And this is where the Michael Murphy Medal of Honor came from and all that stuff. So we watched that last night. Just inspiring. And it's unbelievable guys go through.
We got to give a big shout out for the guy that's behind the scenes besides Markell, and that's Cody Queen, because
yes.
He is a vet. He's gone through a lot, an experience being in the Army that we can go through, and he just posted a little message to me, 22 veterans commit suicide a day.
Yeah.
So here's a guy that's really closer to the situation than we are, and Cody, what you did for us, we appreciate it. I know you're out of the service now, and you're a big part of ESPN Coastal. I know you love your assignment the other day covering Jacksonville, but because of what you and your brothers and sisters have done, we're allowed to do these things.
Yeah, and, you know, just because he's, not in the service anymore, it's just like being an athlete. Once an athlete, always an athlete. And so, you know, Cody will always be a soldier. He'll always have that military mentality. And, you know, it's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. And it warms my heart that we're here, but I also hate that we're here having to bring awareness to something that should already be the obvious.
Well,
it hurts me that we're here because I wish this wasn't such a big issue.
Right.
Like, I wish this wasn't something that we had to bring awareness to. People, we should know. And I taught spin class this morning, and there's another campaign, the 22 push-up challenge where, because the 22 percent number that you just
right.
threw out, people do 22 push-ups a day for soldier awareness.
I can do that.
Yeah, let's go.
I could do that. Well, I'm not going to do it now on the air, but I can do 22 push-ups.
Let's do it.
Can't spin with you, but I can do 22 push-ups.
All right.
But anyway, it's a great cause. We're here. We're at CrossFit's Cheer Force for the workout awareness. Once again, it's to stop soldier suicide. If you want to make a donation, go to stopsoldiersuicide.org if you didn't come out here. All right, let's go on. Okay, great lineup. After we get done with this first quarter, we play two games, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. This is the first game of the doubleheader. In the second quarter, we got Fitness First with Makos, and we're going to have a CrossFit Cheer Force athlete on. Then we're going to go to coaching with Mel and Kel, and we're going to break down sports. Then we're going to turn two, get out of here, second hour. Same thing right here from this location in Pooler, Georgia. We'll be talking to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian. She also was the Savannah Morning News Girls Tennis Player of the Year. That's Lindsay Dixon. Then we'll come back with more CrossFit Cheer Force stories. We have a guest coming on that their son was a vet and committed suicide, and then we'll close it out with three out the door. All right, scoreboard quick.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball, baby.
I don't want to talk about baseball. Oh, wait, the Braves.
Okay, the Braves.
I was thinking the Yankees.
No, we're
Aaron
not talking
Judge.
Yankees.
Sorry.
We are your flagship station.
Braves are starting to slide a little bit.
Yep.
We've got a huge Braves fan, Hutch, they call her, at Islands.
Yes.
Hutchinson. She had my ear the other day about the Braves and how they're slipping and sliding, but, we also know who they were playing. They were playing, the Dodgers last night.
Well,
so.
You know, the Dodgers started out slow too, and now they're on. Now they're on an upswing. The Braves started out hot. Now they're on downswing. But last night, the Dodgers beat the Braves 4-1. And I know I'm going to talk about the Dodgers here, but Clayton Kershaw pitched 7 2/3 strong innings, had a 2-run single, reached base 4 times. That's the pitcher.
Yeah.
The pitcher, I'm telling you.
The pitcher.
Okay, helping the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Braves 4-1 last night. The Braves have lost 3 straight. 12 of 17. They were in first place for about 2 days from May 2nd to July 10th, but the loss has kept them 2.5 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies. Tonight, they'll be at your
SDP,
okay,
SunTrust Park,
which she visited the Battery last weekend.
I did. I can't wait. The Braves were out of town, so
right.
We got to get back up there.
They'll face former Brave Alex Wood, left-handed pitcher on the mound. He's 6-5 with a 3.87 ERA, 2-0 with a 3.38 in his last 4 starts. And we're going to bring back left-handed pitcher Max Fried. He's coming off the stable list for his first time since July 5th. Okay, I got to talk about this quick. I know we're not going to get to all the scores here, but we got to talk about this. Hall of Fame inductions this week. No other than Chipper Jones. Lawrence Chipper Jones, okay? I mean, this is what I'm excited about, Melissa. 19 years with the Braves, never with another team.
I love it. I love the loyalty. That's Derek Jeter, you know? You don't see this anymore.
No, you don't see it anymore.
And so it's one of those things where, I remember Dave Winfield. Didn't he go into the Hall of Fame as a Padre?
As a Padre.
And
but he played with the Yankees.
Yeah, you were a Yankee.
Yep.
So, but I like
that. No, he wasn't. He was a Padre for longer than he was a Yankee.
I know. But, yeah, Chipper, Larry Chipper Jones.
He'll go in with Jim Thome, Vladimir Guerrero, and Trevor Hoffman, one of the best relievers
yes.
in baseball. Just to give you a little insight, 19 seasons with the Braves, 13 years where the Braves made the postseason, an 8-time All-Star, 1999 NL Most Valuable Player. He topped the 100 RBI mark 9 times, had 8 seasons with at least 100 runs scored. Career batting average, here's another one that's exciting, .303 with 468 home runs, 1,623 RBIs, and He had 2,726 hits. It's unbelievable. I mean, this man was so close to making achieving so many baseball records. So, well, we'll come on back after we finish the commercial. We'll get some more scores and highlights in there. Melissa and I spent a lot of time talking about we're at the CrossFit Sheer Force Gym in Pula, Georgia. We're at the workout awareness. All proceeds, 100% of all proceeds go to Stop Soldier Suicide. Come on by. Say hey. We're here. We're sitting in front of the store. We're sitting right in front of the... not the store, the box.
Because
it's called the box.
Yes, the
it's box. Not a store. It's not a gym. It's a box, okay?
But you don't necessarily have to work out. Just
no.
Come and
say
check
hi.
It out. They're having a raffle, and you can work out, sign a waiver, do the workout. Anybody can do the workout, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we bring somebody from Sheer Force on here in a little bit.
Okay, next up, we'll catch up on some more scores and news, but you're going to listen to Fitness First with Makos and a guest from CrossFit Sheer Force. We don't know who it is yet because they're starting their workout right
yes.
now. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah. Hilton Head, and it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We'll be right back after this.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
We're not on the screen, we're on the radio. I hope. Welcome back to the Coach and Makos, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and we're at the CrossFit Sheer Force Gym in Pula, Georgia.
They call it a box.
They call it a box,
it's a
not
box.
A gym, and it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates because life is moving. Okay, we got a guest coming on. We're going to have the guest, the owner of CrossFit Sheer Force Box, Rashad McClain, come over in 2 seconds, but I want to catch up on all the schools and scores and news we missed. All right, we talked about Hall of Fame, Savannah. Savannah's lost last night. First time they've lost in 8 games. They had an 8-game winning streak. They lost last night to the Lexington Blowfish 3-1. The guy for the Lexington Blowfish was off the charts. He had a one-hitter going into the 8th inning. Tonight, the same two teams will meet in Lexington at 7:05. So it's the Bananas against the Blowfish. They're in first place. They've already clinched the place in playoff in the Coastal Plain League. Okay, go to golf. Both golfers are off, but...
Brian Harman missed the cut at the Open, the British Open, last week. He's off this week. He's still ranked 30th in the world, 25th in the FedEx Cup. This week, PGA champions, Gene Sowers, he was off last weekend. Oh, he's off again this weekend.
Yes.
But are they ever really off, Carl? He's ranked 11th in the Charles Schwab Cup. He's got 6 out of 10 top 10 finishes. The Latino America Tour, off since June. Mark Silvers is 48th, and Tim O'Neill, 64th in Merritt.
Both local guys.
Yep.
Mark Silvers went to South Carolina. Tim O'Neill, Jacksonville State, they're both off. Local college of Savannah State starts football Monday, July 30th. The football program is ranked, or they were chosen by the preseason coaches poll to finish 8th in the MEAC behind North Carolina A&T is number 1, but I think they're going to be a little better than 8th.
I do too. I'm digging what Coach Rayburn is doing over there, and especially like our boy Nate Scola, and then some other coach named DeMasi.
The real coach,
yeah.
Russell DeMasi. You got to be excited. Pro football started, okay? They reported this week, and Julio Jones got his money, $2.9 million extension. Can someone give me $2.9? I'll work and do anything for you.
Yeah, you know, I'll go catch some.
I mean, you know, Melissa, I'll make it quick because we got Rashad waiting, but I'll make this quick. It just blows my mind. You sign a contract and we don't honor it. And
yeah.
it's in sports. You and I sign a contract. We got no choice. I've been teaching for 32 years. I'm stuck at a certain level. I can't go in and say I want more money.
Yeah, I was having Markell kind of explain this to me a little bit because I didn't understand why Julio was holding out when his contract was for like 100 more years. Just kidding. And I didn't understand that, but I guess he wanted to renegotiate. I don't know. You're right. Absolutely.
He was like, he would have been like the 14th highest player in the NBA. But he's playing in the NFL, so what are we comparing to the NBA for?
I don't know.
But anyway, I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's got his money because there were some good points about how coaches can renegotiate their contract before it ends. I don't know. It's just
politics. Yeah.
Professional sports just blows my
game.
Mind where the real person can't negotiate their contract. Can you, Markell, negotiate contract? No.
No, but my sister's happy because she's on his, Julio Jones is on her fantasy team.
Football team. Okay, Georgia starts next week. Georgia Southern starts next week. Fan day for the Bulldogs. I know everybody loves that. August 4th, they put like 92,000 fans
yes.
in Sanford Stadium. Georgia Southern has Meet the Eagles on August 11th. Georgia Tech opens up camp August 3rd. High school football has started. Conditioning started last Wednesday. First game is August 17th. All right, let's go to local news. High school and college athletes being recognized.
This is a great one. Islands High School Shark player Kalen DeLoach named the High School Butkus Award watch list, which honors the nation's top collegiate and high school linebackers
Dick
award.
Butkus, baby.
Dick Butkus. You know, Markell was a linebacker, so we could talk to him a little bit about the Butkus Award. Former Benedictine Military School standout Brad Stewart at Georgia Tech. He was nominated for the Werfel Trophy.
This Danny Werfel.
Yep, this award's given annually to the college football player who best combines exemplary community service with athletic and academic achievement. I love this award. Academics and athletics and community service. Can't beat that. Well, and former standout football player from Calvary Day School, now a Clemson Tiger, Milan Richards, is on the John Mackey Award watch list, and that's for NCAA football outstanding collegiate tight end.
John Mackey, baby, Baltimore Colts. Milan Richards, he's only the nephew, and he's first nephew of the great Herschel Walker.
Yeah, who's that?
Mom's Herschel's sister. So Islands YMCA, big shout out last week. 27 athletes participated in the 2018 YMCA Gymnastics National Championship in Toledo, Ohio. They brought home 88 medals, including 14 gold. All right, the YMCA of Greater Toledo hosted the event with over 2,200 gymnasts. So pretty special. We got to get your buddy back on next week.
Yeah. Yes, please.
So we got to talk about these people. Community events, once again, our proud sponsor, Chatham Orthopedic Associates, announced we'll have its first annual coaches seminar on August 11th at Calvary Day School from 8:30 a.m. until 12 noon. It's free. Breakfast, snacks, and gifts to all coaches attending. It's for the youth, middle school, and high school coaches. Your youth, okay? they'll talk about conditioning, proper warm-up, orthopedic injury prevention education, concussion prevention, and heat illness. All coaches are invited to join, like I said, the Ute Middle School and High School. So call 912-355-1506. That's 912-355-1506 to reserve a spot. Or go to the event on the Coach and Mako's Facebook page, call Demasi Sports Report, Mako's page, click on the event, say you're coming. And I think we're the only two said we're coming so far on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah,
We got about 10 people interested.
Yeah, you need to go to this because it's all about, you know, physical fitness, and it's all about making sure that you are being safe in your athletic conditioning, of course. And so I think, you know, we'd have the Fife
sports therapy.
Yes.
Bulletproofing
your athletes. Yes, that's
so.
That was it.
Well, this is the second part of our show, and we always start the show off with Fitness First with the Makos. And what a special event here. We're at the CrossFit Sheer Force Gym. Workout awareness, and why not talk to the man himself, the man that runs the show, Rashad McLean. Here you go, Melissa. He's all yours.
Yeah, so like Carl said off the top of the show, we are at CrossFit Sheer Force in Pooler, Georgia, and we are here for a special event. It's Workout for Awareness to Stop Soldier Suicide. And before we get into the Stop Soldier Suicide, let's welcome our guest for Fitness First, Rashad McLean. Rashad, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. You are the owner here of this awesome box out in Pooler. I want to talk about this CrossFit community and how special it is to have events like this. You've got people here from all sorts of different CrossFit worlds coming together for one cause.
Yes, thank you for having me, first of all. And thank you guys for being here. It's very special for us to have you guys out here with us tonight. Or just this morning, I should say. we are supporting this cause that we think is going to be a staple for our community for years to come. But we're trying to build something a little different here. CrossFit gyms all over the place. Everybody wants to add their special little piece to their own particular CrossFit gym. I think this is the niche that we're going to kind of fall into. We like to do things for the community. This is our second community event, and there'll be plenty more to come.
So what was the inspiration behind the Workout for Awareness? I met Tina and Harvey, and their story is special, and they're trying to get the word out there about soldier suicide.
Yeah, so we have a coach here, Kat. She's one of our longstanding coaches here. She's been here since right about when the gym opened. She had a relationship with a soldier in the Army. He recently passed away. She'll more than likely want to elaborate on that when you talk to her in the next segment. This is for her. She came to us about wanting to do something special. We offered some things to her, and she came up with the idea. So this is her ball that got rolling, and we just helped her kind of push that ball along.
So how awesome is it that fitness can I guess propel something like this to bring awareness to such an important cause?
Oh, it's. You can't ask for anything more. Fitness in itself, I mean, when you talk about what the event is for, fitness, we talk about not just physical fitness, but mental fitness as well.
Right.
So we want complete total body fitness as well as fitness in the mind. So when we get to situations like this, having some type of outlet for those stressful situations, those stressful days, or those things that you just want to get out, sometimes can be easier to get out, not verbally, but in the gym, throwing some weights around, things of that nature. So we like to call it just some squat therapy.
Yeah.
Get in the gym. I know you do a little CrossFit yourself, so
yeah.
You're
breaking
a
mental sweat.
That's it. You're well aware of what it's like just to kind of zone out, come in here and be around people with like minds, and we're all here for one common goal. But to get in here and just pay attention to one thing, your friends and family around you, and just moving some weight around, just to sweat a little bit. You can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, the support from the CrossFit community, I'm trying to explain it to Carl, and he's starting to see how big this CrossFit community is. We got High Performance here. Steadfast is represented. I'm sure we've got some people from other CrossFit boxes all over the place. And like you said, bringing people together for a good cause and then to work out. And not just to do the workout just to get in shape or just to feel better about yourself, but when you're struggling through a workout, you think about why you're doing it, like Murph, for example. So this workout is called DT. What does DT involve?
Oh, so DT is 5 rounds of 12, 9, 6. So you got 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and 6 push press or push jerks, get the bar overhead. You do 5 rounds of that. Sounds like a little easy when you just throw it out there verbally, but you get into the grind of it about round 3. You start to rethink your life, start to rethink some things that you're doing, and it takes a little mental fortitude to kind of push through that.
How important is CrossFit to the military world? You know, we see these military guys and girls come in and out of these CrossFit gyms, but it seems like the two are not even like, it's like they go hand in hand.
Honestly, I think it's not as big in the military community as I would like it to be. I just recently retired from the military, and we used to incorporate it in some of our PT sessions. It was growing, not growing as fast as I would like it to grow, but with the changes coming in the years for the PT test for the Army, I'm pretty sure it's going to change. But I mean, you can't beat it from my aspect as a leader in the Army. And as the leader here, one of the leaders here in the gym, it's all the same. I mean, you're bringing like-minded people together for one common goal. And you're just trying to, as me as the leader, trying to establish that trust, get everybody on the same page when it comes to what we're doing here. And then at the end of the day, like, we all break bread together, go out, do things together. So it's like a little community within itself. I like to call it, it's the best hour of your day.
Yeah.
So if you had a stressful day doing whatever it is that you do, you can come in here and kind of let go of whatever it is going on the outside.
I agree 100%. And I think a lot of people shy away from CrossFit because they see some of the negativity around it with getting injured and stuff. Like, I mean, I injure myself, you know, walking downstairs.
Yeah.
CrossFit, I don't get injured. And especially when you have coaches like you and owners like you who really emphasize form and stuff like that. So if someone were to be hesitant about coming here today, what would you suggest? What would you, what kind of advice would you give them to tell them to just walk through the door? Because to me, walking through the door was the hardest part.
And it is the hardest part. So it's going to take guys like me, at each and every CrossFit location, bridging that gap. My goal is going to be to bridge that gap between the individual that knows a little bit about CrossFit but doesn't know enough to know that, hey, it's not just about throwing barbells around and you're in here by yourself just doing whatever it is you want to do. Like, you have individuals, coaches that are with you step by step throughout the onboard process and throughout your everyday workout inside of the gym. They're there. It's like a small, it's almost like a small group personal training class.
Right.
So no one's just out there letting you go do these movements the wrong way. Our goal is to help you move better. So MCI, mechanics, consistency, and intensity. Everybody just sees the intensity with the big barbells and doesn't realize that we first dial in the mechanics or the movements themselves, then get consistent with those mechanics, and then apply that intensity, that relative intensity for each individual athlete.
Yeah, truly CrossFit is truly for everybody in every level. I guess it's just the fear of, you know, how hard the workouts are, but truly it makes you so much stronger mentally, and we encourage people to come out here today. So tell our listeners where you guys are located and how they can get involved with CrossFit Sheer Force.
Oh, you just got to come out. 1018 West Highway 80. We're right off Highway 80 behind the O'Reilly's. Just come on back here. We're kind of hitting off in the cut back here, so it's a little hard to find us. But if you come down this road, we're the only people back here that's got some music blaring throughout the week. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're here big time in the evening, but just come see us. If you're a little hesitant, you can just make a phone call. If you can send an email, we can do something one-on-one before we really introduce you to that intense aspect of CrossFit that most people are a little intimidated by. But we have something for everybody.
Awesome.
Every CrossFit gym does.
Love it. Awesome. Rashad McLean, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach and Makos.
Thank you.
You know, I'm inspired. I already CrossFit. I've been CrossFitting since, I don't know, 2013. And I'm inspired to run through that door and get this workout done, especially for what the workout is for. It's DT. It's to honor, soldiers that lose their lives in the line of duty and soldiers that, unfortunately, that PTSD is pushing them over the edge. And this workout today, Carl, is bringing awareness to soldier suicide. There's having a special cause. One of the coaches here, Kat Stewart, she was involved with a soldier who unfortunately took his own life, and she came to the owner, Rashad, and said, hey, can we please do something for this cause? And here we are. You know, we're going live with a live remote here, and they're promoting it, and hopefully we can, you know, make this a yearly thing and make awareness something, a common thing, a given thing every day that we think about in our minds for those that might be struggling with that mental aspect of life.
Just a great cause, so come out here to CrossFit Cheer Force. Like you said, it's right off of Highway 80. Before you get to Pula Parkway, you'll see the O'Reilly's Auto Parts store. Make a right, come on down. Don't get lost and go into the back neighborhood like I did. But once again, great interview, Melissa. Fitness First with the Makos. Always a lot of fun. We kick it off, because it's not just about sports and athletics. It's also about how to keep yourself in shape. And lifetime sports is a big deal with both of us. So we'll be up next. We're going to be with the Kellen Mell, breaking down a little sports topics, talking about longevity and what some of these athletes have to go through to do this stuff. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, with Melissa Makos. And I'd like to thank you, whether you're taking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes out of your day to listen to our show every Saturday morning. It's a lot of fun. Don't forget, we do podcast it. Go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report Podbean page, and you can listen to the shows. If you missed it, you can listen to the guests we had. But we're at the segment that we call The Coach with Kellen Mell on Sports. And once again, that's Markel Blunt, relocated down here in Savannah, Georgia. He's part of the crew. He does all the dirty work that Melissa and I don't want to do, but he's behind the scenes. But he gets on here for two segments, and we get to hear about what he thinks about certain sports topics. Former Boston College football player, high school lacrosse player, so workout fiend like his buddy, or beast, okay? And he's
working
here with
on it, working on it.
Working on it. He's here at CrossFit Cheer Force with us for workout awareness. But this has got to be something special, seeing all these people do these things. And you and the Makos are going to do this when we're done on the radio.
Yeah, we are. We're going to put this put the time in, get this workout done. But I would tell you, obviously I'm relatively new to the CrossFit community, probably over the last 6 months. And, it's been all, she's talked about and more. A lot of it really comes down to the community. The workouts, it's competitive, but at the same time, everyone's supporting each other. So I love it.
I mean, it's just a great atmosphere. But tell me, you had the football workouts, and you're old school because you were back there in the late 90s, early 2000s. It's totally different, the workouts now, aren't they?
Completely different. There's a lot more. I mean, back then, everything was about benching and squatting, doing some of the Olympic lifts, but the technique wasn't the same. I mean, today it's so much more about being flexible. You're seeing yoga being incorporated in some of the, especially again for football. So it's 100% different than what it was. And I was still doing workouts from the 90s. Over the last 6 months, I've had a whole new respect for what these guys do.
So, Melissa, how did you get him hooked onto this CrossFit stuff?
We call it bro seshing when we go to the gym and just and do bench and bicep curls and stuff like that. But when Markel and I first started dating, was in November, and I took him to.
I know she started my show in October, and then she got another sidekick.
What's that? I didn't hear what you said.
I said we started the show in October together, and then we added a third party
to
this.
Right. Yeah, yes. I took him to CrossFit Steadfast for one of the events we do over the holidays, the 12 days of Christmas. And I knew with Markel's mentality and being an athlete, you know, for me getting into CrossFit, it was all about that competitiveness. I was looking for something to be competitive and to kick my butt. And so I know Markel being an athlete that he would love it, and like you could just tell when somebody's gonna love it, and I knew he would, and so he was literally hooked like that first day that he was watching us do it.
But did you know, and I'm not blowing up Melissa here because she's not this type of person, she's very humble, but you know, you were an athlete too, and you still are an athlete. So
well, and that's the hardest thing, Carl, you know,
getting old and we can't do what we did when we were young,
right? But it is so mental. You know, when your life is revolved around sports and not just playing sports, but then after I was done with college and, you know, got my job in sports broadcasting, it was all sports and working out and fitness and stuff. And so when you stop that competitiveness, like Rashad talked about, it is mental. When I take a rest day, I was off for an entire week, and I think that was more debilitating to me than any injury could ever be. Taking a rest day is one of the hardest things I do because I don't know how to do that. And it's hard. So not being able to work out, and it gets mental. So not being competitive. And that's where I get my fill with CrossFit. I tried the whole running thing, but I'm not a runner. I'm a jogger. And so coming to CrossFit, you get that competitiveness within yourself. But then you have like a whole team around you struggling with you. And after you're done, you're like, that sucked, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, you're talking to a guy that is not into CrossFit, that's not get out there and exercise much. But I'm telling you, just watching, I've been to Steadfast now, CrossFit Steadfast, now I'm at CrossFit Sheer Force. Just the camaraderie, and we're talking about soldiers today, but the camaraderie, and it's not a competition. As Melissa just said, Markel, everybody's helping each other out, and you must see because you're new to this.
You know,
and it's 100%. Not just Melissa helping you out, it's the other people too.
No, I was doing a workout a week ago before we took a week off. In one of those workouts, I was doing a movement, an overhead squat that I'm just not that flexible in my shoulders, you know, just based on all the old lifting techniques that we use, you know, for football. And there were two or three people from other gyms that dropped into this to our workout, and they were trying to help me and instruct me. And so it's a true community. And, you know, like I said, you can hear the music in the background. Everyone's excited. You know, so it's for me, haven't had anything like this since, you know, working out with my team. Right. And that was a long time ago.
All right. Well, we're going to come back because we got to get back on track here. We're a little went a little over with the fitness with Nakos and Rashad McLean.
Yes.
So we're going to stay with the coach, Kellen Mell, for the last part to get out of here. I want to discuss with Markel and Melissa the three local guys that have got some national recognition. Kalen DeLoach, high school linebacker from Islands High School. And I'm not just doing his people because I teach at Islands, but this kid's got over 20 scholarship offers, and he's nominated for the High School Dick Butkus Award. Then, of course, Brad Stewart, Community Service Academics, the Danny Werfel Award given to the college athlete that in football. Academic and Community Service, and then, of course, Mylon Richards from Calvary Day School, the John Mackey Award. John Mackey, great tight end for the Baltimore Colts. So we're going to be right back after this with turn two, because we're going to go to hour number two. We're going to have Kate Stewart on, an athlete here who is touched by Soldiers Stop SoldierSuicide.org organization, because she had a close encounter
that's,
with it.
And that's why we're here. We're going to work out, and we're going to, you know, help support this cause.
Okay, and you're listening to?
The Kellen Mell and the Coach.
Okay, we're here live at CrossFit Sheer Force. I got to tell you one thing. I know I should get out of here, but why do they have these tongue twisters like CrossFit Hyper Performance and CrossFit? I mean, just say CrossFit, okay? And we know where you're at.
Because they're trying to tell you that it's harder to say the name than to do the workout.
Okay, I'll go with that. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and we'll be right back after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. We're at turn two. That's right, where we go from hour number one to hour number two, or as I like to say, being a sports fanatic, game one to game two. We're going to take two, turn two, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah and Hilton Head, and it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. And we're going to continue with the coach and the Kellen Mel. And as we said in the first part of the second segment, we had some local guys get some national recognition. And for a high school kid to get this, this is the second time in this area that we got this. But Kalen DeLoach out of Islands High School, you being a former linebacker at Boston College, being nominated for the High School Dick Butkus Award. And people, if you don't know who Dick Butkus is, he was probably one of the greatest Bears, the Bears, Chicago Bears, ever to play in the NFL, from the University of Illinois, the Illinois Fighting, right? The Fighting Illinois?
Fighting Illini?
Illini, there we go. So is that politically correct? Because it's another Fighting Indian, right? So, but, I mean, and then, of course, Brad Stewart, senior now at Georgia Tech. He got the Danny Werfel nomination for the award for academic and community service. And, of course, Mylon Richards out of Calvary Day School, another senior now. Can't believe these guys are seniors already, for the John Mackey Award, the best tight end in college football. I mean, something special that a small community like this can get these guys recognized.
I've said it before, Carl, and I'm going to say it again. The South is all about big boy football. I'm from Boston. I understand we had, you know, good teams, good players, good athletes, but, you know, the level of effort, the level of energy, the quality of athlete that is from the South, it doesn't really surprise me that Savannah and the Savannah, you know, area in the low country puts out such good, great athletes earning such awards like that.
I mean, it's just something special. And you say, you know, I'm from Boston. Your roots are from Swainsboro, Georgia, buddy. I mean, you know, the Southern has traveled up to Boston for some reason, and that's how you got started up there.
Well, that's true. I mean, yes.
Mel Blunt. He is related to Mel Blunt, but he doesn't publicize that.
football, yes, from the
it's
South.
It's in your family.
It's in the family. My mom's from Panama City, Florida, so I do have a lot of Southern roots. So I am born
dad from Georgia.
Dad from Georgia. So, yeah, you know, I guess. But overall, the level of athlete I've seen down here is so different.
Well, this is going to be your first high school football season here. You getting excited about it?
I'm very excited about it. I mean, you know, in the NFL, obviously, training camp just started the other day.
Do you believe the Hall of Fame game's August 2nd?
No, I don't.
This is the last weekend, people, without football.
thank God, actually. I've been missing it. I mean, I love all the sports.
All right, you know what? It's not really the last weekend without football, because I'm not going to lie. I've been watching Canadian football. And not just, of course, Johnny Manziel is there. During the summer, you have Canadian football. I know it's a little hard to figure out with those guys running to the line before the ball snap, but it's football.
Played up there. It's a different game.
Oh, you did play up there.
Toronto, yeah. Toronto Argonauts.
You with the Argonauts?
I was with the Argos. It was funny. I got there right as Doug Flutie.
Oh, nice.
Was, you know, and I, you know, Doug, I remember when I was a little kid, Doug playing
yes.
BC. So when Doug was leaving.
Not BC people, Boston College.
When Doug was leaving to go to the NFL, to the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
I was there, so I had to, as a rookie, I had to sing, and he was actually there. So that day,
I'll give away my age. I watched him play for the New York Generals with Herschel Walker, and who was the owner? Donald Trump. Could you imagine if he had Twitter back then when he had the USFL?
No, I can't.
It would be something. Okay, next thing is commitment. Chipper Jones, 19 years with the Atlanta Braves, unbelievable. Going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow.
Okay, I'll talk about Chipper Jones. You know me, Carl. I'm all about loyalty, big fan of it, and I think it's impressive when you've spent your entire career with one team. And, you know,
Joe DiMaggio,
yeah,
Derek Jeter.
I thank my parents for this, because
Phil Rizzuto, the Scooter.
They talked about how important it is to be loyal, and I'm such a loyal person that I love it. I love seeing mm-hmm. Chipper go into the Hall of Fame as a Brave. We talked in the first hour about Dave Winfield,
right.
How he went in as a Padre. And I was like, wait a minute. He was a Yankee, but he played, you know, for the Padres as well. And he was more of a Padre, I guess, than a Yankee. But I'm all about the loyalty. I love it. It hurt my soul to see Brett Favre play for the Minnesota Vikings.
And the New York Jets.
And Jerry Rice and all these big-time players. It hurts. Even Alex Rodriguez, you know.
Yes.
Johnny Damon, all these guys in baseball that, you know, jump teams. And I just, I,
It all started in 1974, Melissa, with free agency. Andy Messersmith coming from the Dodgers and going to the Yankees. Of course, George Steinbrenner started this all, and he was the Yankee owner taking the money out of his wallet, and that's where it all started. Kurt Flood was another one. So, you know, you want to go old school here.
You're going way old school.
But that's where it all started.
Before
you were even born.
And I understand free agency. I totally get it. And I totally get that it's a business. Mm-hmm. But it's special when somebody can go into the Hall of Fame and wear the same hat that they wore for their entire career.
I agree with you. But back then, they didn't get paid a lot of money. So they had to stay with the team. I mean, they couldn't take a chance of not going. I mean, they had to work jobs in the off season.
Well, you know, they did. Especially, you know, I just speak from on the football angle. It's difficult because you can understand, yes, you know, I was never a true professional. I played in Canada a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, those guys beat their bodies up so much. And so many of you know, the generation above them did not have, you know, they had to get jobs in the offseason. But then they retired and they were having issues and having medical issues and not having anybody pay for that.
That's exactly right.
They realized that, you know, we need to get as much money as we possibly can because our careers don't last very long. And so I can, again, understand. But, yes, it does, like, you know, Tom Brady, one of my favorite players ever. Tom Brady.
Oh, we're getting the Patriots thrown in.
If he plays for a different team, it would be
difficult. It'll break your heart.
Right?
I mean, it broke my heart when Willie Mays, you know, I can remember Willie Mays and my oldest, second oldest brother. He loved the New York Giants and Willie Mays. And, you know, I was still young, but, like, when I hit 5'6", and he was devastated when the Giants went out to San Francisco because of money. So, I mean, you know, I understand that. So, well, great segment, guys. You've been listening to the Kel and Mel with the coach, and we got to get out here to hour number two. It goes by so quick, and once again, glad you're here, and we'll come back, and we'll go three out the door. Some questions, they're not crazy this show like we've been doing, okay? It's not going to be what's your favorite hot dog or... You
all
with
right.
The hot dogs.
It's all
okay.
Good.
It's all good. Let's jump back on here, Melissa.
I'm going Facebook Live, Carl.
Oh, well, you know, give the phone over to the man behind the scenes. He can be the cameraman.
The cameraman.
Once again, tell everybody why we're here.
We are here at CrossFit Cheer Force. We are here to bring awareness to stopping soldier suicide. They're having a special event here to raise money for the cause, and it's Workout for Awareness, CrossFit Cheer Force in Pooler, Georgia.
It's right off of Highway 80. If you get to the Pooler Parkway, you've gone too far. You'll see O'Reilly Auto Parts. Make the right there. Come on in. If you're coming from the other way, you got to make the left. I went to one neighborhood over. It was dead end. I got lost, but I wound up making it here.
They do have signs that
yes,
are posted. Workout for Awareness, so look for those signs or hit us up on social media and we can let you know where we're at. It's not really that hard to find. Put it in the Waze or put it in the GPS.
Stay tuned for hour number two, game number two at 10:03. It's the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton. We'll be right back.
Now, back to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to hour number two of the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And remember, we're streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com. We're at ESPN on the radio at 104.3 FM, AM 1400, and now over at Hilton Head at 92.7. Download the ESPN app, go to ESPN, go to little headphones, and find Savannah and Hilton Head. We're there, and it's all presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. Well, number one's in the book. We got to thank Rashad McLean for coming in. We got to thank Markel Blunt for stepping in like he always does. He'll be back at the end of the show, and it'll be the Coach Mel and Kel at the end of the show taking three out the door. We're in game number two already, 10
game
o'clock.
Two.
You
go
got an hour go before you get into that little workout. And if you didn't listen to the first hour, we're at the CrossFit Sheer Force box, okay? That's another word for gym. And they're doing the WOD, the workout of the day, which is DTs, which we'll get into later on. But it's a great cause. It's called Workout Awareness to help stop soldier suicide. And if you want to donate, if you can't get here, you can go to stopsoldiersuicide.org and be part of it here. But to all the proceeds from what's going on here in this box, the CrossFit Cheer Force box here in Pooler, Georgia, right off of Pooler Parkway or Highway 80 behind O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on in. We're giving O'Reilly Auto Parts free plus.
I know, right?
Here, but it's just a great cause, Melissa. And, you know, once again, Melissa's the, let's go do a remote, let's go do a remote, let's go do a remote. And this is what it's all about, remotes like this. I mean, just seeing these people come together for a great cause. And she's got a shirt, you know, home of the free because of the brave. And sometimes 22% of the people who commit suicide are, 22 more percent of the people who commit suicide are veterans. And as our producer said, Cody Queen, yeah, in the back room, they got them locked up in a cage there working all the buttons. 22 veterans commit suicide every day here in the United States.
Well, and it's you know, it's one of those things, Carl, where we, you know, suicide awareness in and of itself is a huge deal. But when it comes to soldier suicide, if you are a soldier, you are 22% more likely to, you know, have these suicidal thoughts. And it's the
I mess that up again?
No.
Okay,
it's the
I messed up a lot of names. I don't know if I messed up my facts too.
Well, it's the PTSD and it's the mental anxiety, especially a lot of times when you know, soldiers, when they come home, you know, you really have to acclimate back to civilian life. And that's what Stop Soldier Suicide is all about. It's a nonprofit focused on military suicide prevention. And, you know, I know for me, my mental break is coming to work out, coming to CrossFit, going to the YMCA and working out. That's my mental health therapy, so to speak. And so having, you know, programs like Stop Soldier Suicide and workouts like this at CrossFit Sheer Force are huge for helping to eliminate this devastating situation that some of our military, you know, go through and feel that they don't have any other option but to take their own life. And that's why we're here. We're bringing awareness to soldier suicide and why soldiers are more apt to have these suicidal thoughts. And if you go to stopsoldiersuicide.org, click donate, because the money goes to this wonderful cause, and or come out to CrossFit Sheer Force, 1018 Highway 80.
And they'll be here well after we get off the air at 11 o'clock.
Markel and I are going to do the workout around noon.
Noon.
But they're here, and it's not just a one-day event.
All right, Markel, stop getting hyped now. Stop jumping up and down, get warmed up. You still got about 2 hours to go here, buddy.
Yeah.
Markel Blunt, you know, he's part of the show now. We do two segments with the Kel and Mel, and it's a lot of fun. But once again, second hour, after this segment, we're going to get into our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I've been trying to get this girl on for a long time. She was the Savannah Morning News Girls Tennis Player of the Year. She's from Savannah Christian. I think she only lost one match all year, and it was out of Savannah. She didn't lose in Savannah, and that's Lindsay Dixon from Savannah Christian. Only a junior, so she's got another year to go. And then we're going to bring on Kat Stewart, who's been touched deeply by a soldier committing suicide. StopSoldierSuicide.org is a big thing with her. We're going to bring her on.
Yes.
And then we'll wrap it up with three out the door with the Kel, the Mel, and the coach.
Yeah, and they're trying to get the coach over here at CrossFit.
I promise you,
workout.
As soon as I feel up to it, I am going to get involved. My right knee, which was replaced, is feeling 10 times better, but the left knee is giving me a lot of problems. So we'll get into that later on. All right, let's go to the local news, the scoreboard. We are your source for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are your flagship station in the Savannah area for Atlanta Braves baseball. Took it on the chin again last night.
Yeah, they sure did. They lost to the Dodgers 4-1. But, I mean, if you look at it, you look at Clayton Kershaw, holy cow, he had a day on the hill. And at the plate, at the dish, as they call it. Clayton Kershaw was unbelievable. 7 2/3 innings pitched. Also hit a two-run single and reached base four times to help the Dodgers beat the Braves 4-1 Friday night. You know, my daddy always said, if you want to get it done, you got to
do
it yourself. And so, you know, that's amazing, especially in the National League, where pitchers are not expected to hit and, you know, help their own cause, right?
I mean, it's not supposed to happen, but up next at the STP, which Melissa finally got to visit.
Park.
She didn't get in the ballpark, but she was at the battery.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's a beautiful.
I love it up there. I could live up there for
so
sure.
They'll play at 7:10 at SunTrust Park. The Dodgers will throw former Braves left-handed pitcher Alex Wood against, coming off the DL, disabled list, Max Fried. So that'll happen tonight at 7:10. Hall of Fame inductions. A man that had a commitment to the Atlanta Braves is going in with three of his other fellow ball players, and we're talking about Lawrence Chipper Jones.
Larry Jones, Chipper, a Brave through and through, true and true. Get your chomp on for sure. He epitomizes the Atlanta Braves because he spent his entire career in a Braves uniform.
Met killer. New York Met killer.
Yeah.
Did Yankee a number on the Mets.
Too. I mean, geez
so
Louise.
He'll be inducted with Jim Thome from the Cleveland Indians. Vladimir Guerrero, I think he's going in with the Texas Rangers.
Yes, and Trevor Hoffman.
With
lights
the
out.
San Diego Padres.
He was, Hell's Bells was his come-out song every time he would come out. You know,
thing.
Mariana Rivera was Enter Sandman, and Hoffman was Hell's Bells.
Nice. Woo! And just, you know, Chipper Jones, career 303 hitter. This is what kills me the most.
468 home runs, 32 off a 500 club, 1,623 RBIs, almost 277 RBIs off the 2,000 club, and he had 2,726 hits off the 3,000 club. He was right there.
Yeah, he was.
And I think he still could have played a couple more years.
He still could have played, yes, absolutely.
All right. Pee-wee's favorite team?
Yes, the Savannah Bananas. But the Bananas lost last
first
night.
First time in eight games.
Yeah, so they're still on a roll, but they are still first place in the Coastal Plain.
Look at the sellouts.
Yeah, where's the sellout? 54 straight.
54 straight. They lost last night to the Lexington Blowfish. They'll both get on the bus and go back to Lexington, South Carolina tonight and play each other in Lexington at 7:05. Golf, our golfers are off. So Brian Harman didn't make the cut at the British Open last week, and he's got this week off. He's ranked 30th in the world, 25th in FedEx Cup. Okay, we're checking our connection here. We're still good.
Okay.
And then PGA Champions Tour, Gene Sauer's off. He's ranked 11th in Charles Schwab Cup, 6 out of 10 top finishes. And we can't forget about our other guys that are playing pro golf on the minor league circuit of the PGA, the Latino American Tour. Mark Silvis is 48th right now, and Tim O'Neill is 64th in merit. The top 25 in merit can go to the next step, which I think is the Canadian PGA Canadian Tour.
I do have a question for you, Carl.
Go ahead.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, man, am I ready for something. This is the last weekend, as I was on Facebook about 10 minutes ago. I'm so excited, but for me, football has never ended because I watch Canadian football.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but I watch Canadian football because there's not American football on, but this is the last official week. That weekend that American football won't be on, because next week we got the Hall of Fame game on.
That's right. And also, Savannah State players, they report on Monday.
Monday. They're picked to finish 8th in the MEAC, but I think they'll do better than that.
Yeah, I do too. I really like what Coach Rayburn is doing over there at Savannah State. You know, he's got the mindset for it, and I think he's got those guys into yoga. And so I think they're doing everything they need to do in the off-season.
Nate Scola with yoga.
Yeah, they're doing everything they need to do to get be successful on the gridiron, and I'm liking what they're doing over
and,
there.
And next weekend, August 4th, is the Georgia Day up at the Sanford Stadium.
Yeah.
And then Georgia Southern will do theirs on August 11th. I like what Georgia Southern does. They also have a women's clinic that you can go up there and learn about the game of football.
Yeah.
Coach Chad Lunford and his staff come in and they talk to the ladies about football.
You know, we did that when I was in Tallahassee. I forget what it was called. But I'll have to look that up because, you know, my mind is slipping right now. But, yeah, it's really great teaching females about the sport of football. You know, I learned by playing Xbox.
All right, we got to kick this out of here quick. We got a minute to go. High school football started last Wednesday. First game is August 17th. I think you can get the first scrimmage on August 7th. Calvary Day School on their nice, beautiful new field has the first scrimmage of the preseason. High school and college athletes getting recognized. Senior football player from Islands High School, Kaylin DeLoach, is nominated for the High School Dick Butkus Award. That's given to the top linebacker in high school and college. Brad Stewart, Benedictine Military School standout. Ashley Deering Award winner twice, now entering senior year, was nominated for the Waffle Trophy. The award is given annually to the college football player who best combines exemplary community service with athletic and academic achievement. And then former standout from Calvary Day School, now at Clemson, and he's also a senior, Mylon Richards, is up for the John Mackey Award, which is the best tight end in college football. Islands YMCA Gymnastics.
27 athletes participated in the U18 National Championship last weekend in Ohio, and they brought home 88. That is not a typo, Carl. 88 medals, including 14 of the gold variety.
And just so you know, they sent 27. There were over 2,200 gymnasts from 105 different YMCAs at this competition.
Unbelievable.
We'll have them on next week, so we'll break it down. And our proud sponsors, the proud sponsor of the Coach and Makos. Chatham Orthopedic Associates announced it would have its first annual coach seminar on August 11th at Calvary Day School from 8:30 to 12. It's free. Breakfast, snacks. Coaches get gifts. All coaches, the youth, middle school, my cousin Vinny, you know, bring
He's
the
trying
youth.
Trying to say youth.
Youth. Youth, okay. The youth coaches, you know, our youth football coaches, baseball coaches, basketball coaches, middle school coaches, high school coaches. We'll be talking about conditioning, proper warm-up. We'll be talking about orthopedic injury prevention education, concussion prevention, heat illness symptoms. Just get there. It's all these topics are going to be presented by physicians, physical therapists, and sports medicine trainers. And if you want to come, just sign up at or call 912-355-1506. That's 912-355-1506. Or go to my Facebook page or our Facebook page, The Coach and Makos. Click on the event and say you're coming.
Yeah, ESPN Makos is my Facebook page. I need to get some more likes, Carl. Let's get on that.
Well, so far since I've been pushing it, you've gone up like 40 likes, which is
what? Great. Let's go.
You're over 300 now. We got to get that to 3,000.
ESPN Makos. So. Yes, let's get it to 3,000. I like that.
Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We've been trying to get this girl on for a long time. She was the Savannah Morning News, or is the Savannah Morning News 2018 Girls Tennis Player of the Year from Savannah Christian. We're going to be talking to Lindsay Dixon. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back with Lindsay after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to today's show. Right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's the Coach Makos, which is presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving, and this is a special part for me. This is where we get to bring on the good kids, kids that have done something. This girl's been all over the summer playing tennis, and I finally got to meet her in my driver's education class. Hopefully she learned something from me. And, you know, I knew she was the Savannah Morning News tennis player of the year, but I didn't want to go up there and say, I know you. And but anyway, we got to talking, and I invited her to come on the radio show, and of course, you had to go play some tennis that weekend.
Yeah.
So it's 2 weekends later. So joining us as this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week is Savannah Christian Preparatory School junior tennis player, Savannah Morning News player, yeah, Lindsay Dixon. Just to give you background, Lindsay did not lose a tennis match in the area. She was 14-1 overall. She is the 2018 Savannah Morning News player of the year. Her coach, Sandy Shepard, said she got bigger and stronger, improved her technique, but it was the mental aspect of her game that pushed her to over the top. She got a lot more mentally tough this year, and she won some matches that she wouldn't have won in the past. And one of the biggest highlights is she beat a girl from Richmond Hill that she hadn't beat in the previous 2 years. So she's grown. She's earned the honor of being the Savannah Morning News Athlete of the Week and Athlete of the Year. And this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Lindsay Dixon. Lindsay, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much. I'm so glad to be here. You know, like playing 2 years and finally getting to do this, I'm really excited.
Well, you know, You've made a big mark, player of the year. When did you start playing tennis? I mean, was it natural, or you just pick up a racket and start hitting, or mom and dad forced you to do it?
No, I started playing when I was six. I'm from Florida, and my uncle played all the time, and he was in high school when I was younger, and he was really, really good, and I always wanted to be just like him. So I was like, okay, he plays tennis. I want to play tennis. I want to be just as good as him. So I went, and I started hitting with his coach, and I've been playing ever since.
Lindsay, you are amazing. Your stats and the fact that you're only a junior, I think one of the hardest things to do is to reach a certain level and then try to go higher than that in terms of achievement. So what are your goals for, I guess, next school year and beyond?
Well, definitely next year winning state. You know, we came close to it this year. We made it to Elite Eight. But next year I definitely want to win state because I want to graduate winning state with a state ring. And I definitely want to play college tennis. I'm looking at a lot of schools right now because I'm going into my senior year. So it's just like college tennis and then after that, hopefully med school.
Med school? She probably, what's your grade point average? Probably
3.5. 3.9 unweighted.
Okay. And she's getting a little nervous on saying that. Hey, if you got it, don't be afraid to say it. It's because your grades are going to get you where you want to go, to that next level in the school you want to get to. So let's go back to the tennis. I mean, you know, it's an individual sport. You play at Savannah Christian. It's more of a team-like atmosphere there, and Coach Shepard does a great job. What do you like most about the sport, though?
You know, I really like that it's a chess game when you go out there. It's not just who can give it their all 100%, who has the greatest athletic ability. It's really about who can set up the point, stay there for the long haul, because it's not just going out there knowing that, oh, I'm physically fit, I'm ready to do this, but that's what definitely changed the season is I was there mentally prepared, and I think that's why I love it so much, because it's a chess game, you know? It's not just going out there boxing. You gotta be in it with your head and your heart.
When I look at you, Lindsay, you are absolutely physically fit. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You play a sport, and it reminds me of Serena and Venus. There is so much scrutiny on them with their bodies. Serena just had the baby 10 months ago.
Yeah.
And when you go out there and when you're working out, do you feel that pressure to maybe be like a Serena, be like a Venus, or be like any of these athletes that we see, and also to have that body image?
Her uncle.
Her uncle.
That's why she's playing tennis.
Oh, yeah, I know, but...
Like yeah, but no, you, definitely like the body image, too, because, like, when I go out there and I get on the court, people are like, oh, my gosh, you're built like Serena. And, like, yeah, people come to think that, oh, you have a big forehand, you have the big legs, you're going to run, hit down balls, be really aggressive. And that's how I do like to play, but it is a lot of pressure thinking, oh, people think you're going to play this type of way. So you kind of have to, like, forget about all that and just go out there and do what you know how to do.
Well, I have a feeling that people are going to try to be like Lindsay Dixon for sure. What is your workout routine like? You cannot be as successful as you are if you don't hit the gym or do what
yeah.
you need to. What is your workout routine like?
I sometimes I work out in the morning before school. I get a little lazy when I stay up really late for test setting and stuff like that. But usually I work out before school. I try to like go to the gym, just do some running, like keep my body active, and then I'll go play after school for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. But in the summer I play at least like 4 hours a day.
That's awesome. So you said sometimes you get lazy by studying late night for a test. To me, that's not lazy. To me, that's working that mental sweat as well.
Yeah.
How do you balance the academics and the athletics with a 3.9 GPA wanting to go to med school? You know, that's, I feel like that type of goal is just as hard as the athletic aspect.
Definitely. It's really basically my parents and my mom. Like, my mom's always instilled for me at such a young age, school comes first. School always comes first. If you don't have the grades, you're not playing tennis. So that's definitely always motivated me. And, I mean, I enjoy school. I enjoy working hard. I enjoy studying. And I feel like I can take my skills from tennis and I use that in school, my work ethic.
And you're listening to Coach and Makos. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And once again, this young lady is the Savannah Morning News Player of the Year. She Girls Player of the Year. And, of course, she is from Savannah Christian, and that's Lindsay Dixon. Okay, Lindsay, tennis is an individual game. How does Coach Shepherd incorporate the team concept, and what is Coach Shepherd like as a coach during the season?
Honestly, he basically is our hype man. You know, like this season, we didn't believe we were as good as we actually were. Like stats, we had an amazing season, but we didn't have the confidence. And every single match, he would say, "You guys got this. You are better than you know you, and you can beat any team out here." And we really just appreciated that so much because we didn't believe in ourselves. And now I think this year, after our success this year, we definitely believe in ourselves a lot more, and we can do some damage next year.
Where are you possibly thinking about going to school?
I'm looking at Xavier University in Louisiana, Case Western in Cleveland, and Georgetown and Howard in D.C.
I want to go back to what you said about your parents and their support and their drive to strive for academic excellence. Talk about the support that you've had to get to this point in your life. You know, still young, going into your senior year, who helped you get to this point in your career athletically and in life in general?
Honestly, I really want to give a huge shout out to Spino Fitness because I suffered a lot of injuries this year with my hip. I was out 6 weeks for some period of time, then another 6 weeks because of my other hip injuries, but she really helped me so much, just that environment. And then my coaches, Paul Kinky out at the Yacht Club, and Mike Hardman out at the Landings, and then my first coach ever, Emil DeCuba out in Florida. Thank you for just giving me the passion of tennis, showing me that first love.
So, Coach, you heard what she said about injury prevention and getting out there. That's something that we preach with Chatham Orthopedics and also Fife Therapy and stuff like that. So it sounds like you've got a good team surrounding you, and
yeah.
It sounds like you are more than qualified for this Athlete of the Week award, and I'll let Carl do the honors.
Well, before the duty honors, we got to give a plug out there to Savannah Christian, okay? How long have you been at Savannah Christian?
Since seventh grade.
Tell us about Savannah Christian and what mark has Savannah Christian left on you up to this point? You haven't graduated yet.
No, I haven't. But honestly, it's a great school. I mean, high school is high school. It has its ups and downs. But I wouldn't be able to get through it without my great group of friends. And I thank Savannah Christian for letting me meet them, basically.
Well, Lindsay, I'm glad we finally got you on, and you didn't know the coach was going to ask you to be on during Driver's Ed, did you?
No, I didn't.
You thought I forgot about you, probably.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the Athlete of the Week?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, now you do. Spread the word that the Coach and Makos give out an Athlete of the Week. Tell people that, tell their parents, tell their coach to nominate them, and they'll be on it just like you. But Dr. Bart Weatherington has been a sponsor since day one. I've been doing this since 2010. And for your accomplishments, not just because you're the Savannah Morning News Athlete, Girls Tennis Player of the Year, because of your dedication, your work ethic, a great season, of course, 3.9 grade point average. You make teachers smile when you say that. But you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for July 28th. Lindsay Dixon
thank
from
you.
Savannah Christian.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for coming on. Just hang out, and we got to thank Dr. Bart. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. Melissa, you just want to do what?
Oh, I want to throw things.
But she can't because her back hurts. So at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations in Savannah, Georgia, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays right here in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for
having
me.
When you pick your college, we want you on our show, and we're going to tell everybody where you're going.
I will.
Thanks,
definitely.
Lindsay.
Thank you.
Next
so much.
Up, we're going to talk to Kate Stewart from CrossFit. Sorry, Catherine. She goes by Kate. I call her Cat. What did I call her?
She goes by Cat.
Cat, not Kathleen or Catherine. Cat. Cat Stewart, a member of the CrossFit Sheer Force Gym. She'll be talking about her experience with Soldiers, Stop Soldiers Suicide Organization with Melissa Makos. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill, Ned. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here at CrossFit Sheer Force Gym on, let me start again. And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. You're listening to us right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's brought to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We're at the CrossFit Sheer Force Gym for the workout awareness day they're doing here. Not the gym, it's a box, okay? And it's all to help. All proceeds will go to StopSoldierSuicide.org. And our next guest, are really close and touched by this because their son was a military vet who committed suicide. And like I was telling Melissa, my son played college football, and one of his teammates had gotten out of the Army, and he came in, and 2 years later, he committed suicide, and it was on July 4th, and it just hits home to me because I knew him. He was a great guy. The younger guys, because he was 4 or 5 years older than him, and they looked up to his discipline, his commitment, and he would help him out with everything. So it really, really is touching. You want to introduce him, please?
Yes, so we have Tina and Harvey Weaver here with us, Carl.
And in memory of
Israel, their son, who unfortunately took his own life, and that's why we're doing this today. That's why we are here. So just tell us his story, talk about him, and talk about why we're here and what you guys are trying to do in his honor.
Israel was an amazing child. From the time he was 10, he told us he was a warrior. And he always wanted to be a warrior. So he chased his dream, had some difficulties along the way. And, you know, one thing that we always miss in life, we're so focused on our bodies and our physical health, but we don't put a lot of stock in that. We can get our mind can get wounded. We can get hurts in our head, and then it affects everything we see and do and think. And, you know, suicide is a last resort that's taken because of the despair that engulfs you. And you think that that's the only way to fix it. It becomes a perfect storm. We saw after the fact that so many people had a piece of the puzzle, but all the pieces weren't together, you know. But as the coach said earlier, he was a guy. He helped everybody, you know, all his captains, his sergeants, everybody he worked with. They said, man, he was always on point. He was there for everyone else. And he bled out himself, you know, trying to help everyone else, not getting the help he needed. So we're here to raise the awareness, to help in our society know that it is okay to say, you know, I got a wound here. My head's not working right. I need some help to get it fixed. Because that's, you know, to get our life back, to get joy back in your life and everything, and a purpose to keep moving, that's what it's about. And that's why we're here today. That's what we want to do.
It's just simply amazing. I mean, I'm no young guy. I'm be pushing 60 next year. I had a lot of friends, older friends that went on to Vietnam. And they came back, they got no respect, and, you know, then you're wondering why they were taking their own lives, because there was no respect, they needed help, nobody respected them, because they went to a war that the United States people didn't want, but we went over there, and my father was a two-time Purple Heart Award winner, I wish I had those purple hearts. I miss him dearly. But he made it through life, but he would never talk about his struggles. And we know they were there. And now with these young guys coming back, every time I see a serviceman, I thank him, because what they do is they let us do what we do. It's not the politician. It's not the other people, the priest or anybody else. It's those guys and girls that go there and put their line on for us. And, you know, people have to realize that they need to talk about what happened. They need to let it go.
Yes, that in fact they do, because there's so much they've been exposed to, and the high level of training that they have and the expertise. You know, when people think of suicide, they think, oh, this is weak. This
yeah.
is not weak.
No.
They are not weak individuals. They are individuals out there striving for perfection. They are the ones that are excelling, and you don't expect it. But I just have to tell you that there is that perfect storm. And until we as a society begin to look at this differently, because, you know, we cannot connect our brains from our bodies. It's a one unit element here that has to be handled as a package. And the stigma that is out there, that if you have depression, anxiety, PTSD, you don't have to be in the military to have these things. You don't. You can be traumatically affected by others who are close to you, whether it's your immediate family or they're a friend, a coworker, all of these things. And we have to be our brothers and sisters' keepers, because there's a lot of things that they say, but it's the things that they're not saying. And I think once you become aware, I know that Stop Soldier Suicide has helped us get in touch with a lot of sources. And TAPS was, it's the Tragedy Assistance Programs for Survivors. But I will tell you, I would recommend it for everybody, so that it could be a tragic assistance program for supporters, because we have to support one another.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be their guardian. And that way, that little sliver that they keep close to their heart and they don't put out there for
right.
everybody, perhaps as we begin to watch a little closer,
mm-hmm.
we can see that, hey, that's a warning.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
a warning. Have they had a tragic loss in their a relationship?
I can relate to that, because I've had a couple of students. Melissa, you've been doing this a long mm-hmm. time. I started my 32nd year teaching, and I could see those three student faces that I missed a warning sign. I missed a warning sign in school, and their friends, you know, her friends or his friends didn't want to come across and say anything, but you miss the signs, and we got to be out there to help each other.
But you and I were talking off air about Israel and how amazing he was, and there's a reason why we are here today. What does this mean to you that CrossFit Sheer Force and Kat organized this to bring awareness to his cause?
Well, he used to work out here. Him and Kat, you know, he met Kat, and they started, you know, developing a relationship. You know, she was very good to him. She didn't know us at the time. This is one of the pieces that gets missed. She didn't know. She saw some signs. She reached out to people that he knew. And, of course, you know, they called him, and he was like, I'm okay. And, you know, he was an airborne ranger. He applied for the Q course, got almost all the way through it, you know, had some glitches. So, I mean, a top-level individual. And, you know, like we've seen in the news lately, top-level individuals. But it doesn't mean you can't be disconnected, you can't be lonely inside. And to see this many people here, you know, coming out to be aware, it raises hope for us that as a society we can get over this hump. Because, you know, I'm an older guy, and in my day and age, you just sucked it up. Just, hey, what's wrong? You suck it up. Get off the couch. You know, keep going.
No pain, no gain, right?
Exactly. And we don't realize, you know, just like there guys are working out here, they can strain a muscle, you can't go work out because the muscle doesn't work. Well, our brain, that can happen in our heads. And, you know, overcoming it and seeing what's happening here gives us hope that we can raise the awareness level to this thing and be diminished as much as it can. I mean, obviously, if someone is intent, from what we've seen, if someone is intent and they're not going to say anything to anybody, obviously there's nothing you can do. But as us on the outside, just becoming more aware, as Coach said, it helps us to see the signs and recognize them better.
And that's one of the things that I think is important from all of this, is that, you know, we have to be able to step up and say the word suicide and not be afraid of that, and be able to make awareness to others that may not have yet been affected. or maybe they have and they don't know how to deal with it. But it's recognizing the signs ahead of time and for that perfect storm. So we appreciate this and the funds, yeah. And we hope that Stop Soldier Suicide has tremendous sources. And so if you haven't gotten a hold of them, please do, yeah. Because they are invaluable.
Early on, they put us in touch with, you know, with the right people that we needed to talk to start our healing journey. Yeah.
We posted that on our Facebook pages. On ESPN Makos and
Twitter, social media,
all over
Instagram,
Stop
it's all
Soldier
over.
Suicide, and it is a great cause, and I love what you guys are doing out here, because this is not easy. This is not easy for you guys to talk about it, because it brings it all rushing back, and we appreciate you guys coming on with us, and we want you guys to keep in touch with us so we can keep spreading the word, because we don't want it just to stop here. We want it to keep going, and we want it to become a daily thing where people are aware of this, so we can indeed do what it says is Stop Soldier Suicide.
Thank you for coming on. We really
do
appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a real
pleasure.
Hey,
this is why we're here. I mean, Melissa came up with the idea, and she said there's a very special CrossFit workout going on, a workout of the day.
Yes.
And it was for workout awareness, and she told me to stop soldier suicide. I said, yeah, I'm game. Let's do it. And if we can get more news out there, the man that's working behind the scenes, you can't see him, our producer, Cody Queen, is a former military, and he, you know, he 22 vets every day, and we got to get there and help him.
I would just say that don't be afraid to talk to those people that you think has an issue. Just say, how you doing? You know, how you holding up? You got any thoughts of hurting yourself? That is a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be surprised how many people will actually open up.
Saying something wrong is better than saying nothing.
So, yes. Again, we thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Thank you for
coming on.
Coming out
thank
here.
You.
Yes.
Nice meeting you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. So that was Tina and Harvey Weaver and their son Israel. This is who we're here for, Carl, at CrossFit Cheer Force, doing the...
You're the reporter. You dig up the information. I would have never known that.
This was, you know, we came out here. We were gonna talk to...
And I got to apologize, because you were talking to them when I pulled up late, and I didn't know who they were, and... I mean, now I know why you were talking to him. You couldn't walk away from that.
That's okay, and that's why, you know, we're here.
Right.
And, you know, we were talking to Kat, and, you know, we were going to bring Kat on to do our Fitness First segment, and it takes a full turn. And this
yes,
is,
it
as,
does.
As teachers, we're flexible, and this is why I love this job. I love coming on the radio with you every Saturday, because we get to do things like this, and it is fluid. You know, Kat was saying that, you know, hey, at 9:15 I'm supposed to come on. We're going to be doing this announcement and everything, and you're like, hey, no worries. Just come. Come when you can, because this is what it's about. We're not out here to, you know, we go over time all the time, you know, and
which we got
to
get out of here soon.
Which we do, but this is so important.
This is what it's all about.
And this is what it's all about, and I'm glad that you and I are on the same page, because we are both passionate about it. And StopSoldiersSuicide.org, go to our Facebook page, our social media, our website, and everything like that, and see how you can give back and see how you can help.
And CrossFit. Cheer Force, CrossFit, Steadfast, CrossFit, High Performance. It's not about the workout of the day. It's not about the box. It's about the camaraderie, how much they care for each other, how much they want to help each other. And Kat Stewart with Rashad McClain here doing this, it's just something special. So
yes.
All right, we got to get out of here so we have time to close the show. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And remember, StopSoldierSuicide.org. Make a donation. Help us out. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back. You don't want to have that conversation yet. Welcome back to the Coach of Makos. Today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillnet, and it's all presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, our sponsor. We got to thank them. Don't forget, they got a clinic coming on August 11th at Calvary Day School. It's free for all youth, middle school, and high school coaches. You want to bring your kids. They'll talk about concussions, warm-up, heat illness, being prepared to get ready to go. Just go to the Coach DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi, the Coach and Makos Facebook page. Get to the event, click on it, and say you're going. Okay, three out the door. This is where I get Mel and Kel together again, or Kel and Mel. Alphabetically, Kel and Mel. Okay, and we talk about three crazy things that are associated with sports. The first one for you two guys, it's football season. Okay, what's the best college football program mascot in your mind?
Ooh. Well, I mean, the Boston College Eagle.
Okay, that's the best.
Baldwin.
And
yeah.
nothing crazier than Baldwin, the Eagle?
Yeah. Are you looking for something like profound or something? I can't stand the Stanford tree. What's a tree? How's that? You know, but. Yeah.
I knew Boston College was going to come up in this. The boll weevils, okay.
I'm going to have to, I mean, what's the politically correct way to say it, but my man at Florida State riding on the
Osceola.
Horse.
Osceola.
Osceola, the Seminoles. Seminoles.
A fan favorite since I was a little kid watching him throw that spear into the middle of the at the 50-yard line.
I hate to tell you, it's the most beautiful thing, but I think the best mascot for me is Ugga.
Oh, yeah, Ugga.
Ugga. I'm going Ugga.
That makes sense.
I'm going with the Bulldogs. Ugga. Okay, so, all right, we got a little time here. I'm going to throw a little twist to this, okay? And I know you guys are probably going to say this, but I don't know if it's going to rank up there. But the best college football program ever.
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 That's a good one.
It's tough.
You know, that's fine. I'm going to go with, believe it or not, even though they've had some issues, I'm going to go with the Miami Hurricanes in their heyday. I was a fan of the U and the way that they played and the swagger that they played with.
I'm going to go a little bit more current, and I got to say Roll Tide. I mean, how can you – you're there year in and year out in that national championship, and yet you keep – you know, it's the typical we don't rebuild, we reload or whatever it is. I mean, it's crazy over there in Bama country. So I got to say Alabama, despite I really don't want to say that, but
okay, so
Alabama.
Okay, so we went best mascot, best college program.
What's yours?
I'm an Italian from New York, a Roman Catholic. There's only one team on Long Island in New York City. Go Irish. I mean, I grew up with Ara Parsegian. I grew up with Lou Holtz and, you know, of course, Canute Rockne. I mean, I love that story, the Canute Rockne story.
Carl, I'm going to need you to hand in your microphone.
I know. Boston College is a good Catholic university, and believe me, I will wear Boston College stuff, and like I said, I have a Boston College varsity letter.
I was a fan in 87, 88. I was a fan.
All right, last thing ever, since it's the football season. What was the craziest thing you ever saw in a football game on any level? Craziest thing.
In a football game?
I'll go first. 1965, I don't remember it. I remember it about 1969. Alan Page of the Minnesota Vikings running the wrong way for a touchdown. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I got one. Leon Lett. Leon Lett in the Super Bowl. Deciding to hang the football down and have it stripped away before he scored.
Was that Steve Tasker?
Steve Tasker running him down in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go to the collegiate level.
Go ahead.
And when I first moved to Savannah, one of the first videos I ever watched was The Run. Adrian Peterson, the real AP. Adrian Peterson, The Run was absolutely mind-blowing, mind-boggling. And again, this was during the time where Twitter and Snapchat and all that stuff
was not there.
So we got it on, you know, on the highlight reel, and the Adrian Peterson, The Run. And I was told all you have to say is The Run, and everybody will know what you're talking about. And when I watched that video, it truly was magical.
I can go with that, too. So, and the funny thing is, you know, my Alan Page story, there was some guy that did it in a Rose Bowl for Georgia Tech. When Georgia Tech played in Rose Bowl, some guy did that and ran the wrong way. So no. Somebody came. The guy was going to score like his fifth or sixth touchdown, and someone came off the bench and tackled him.
Well, you also have the one where the band was on the field.
The band, and Stanford.
There's a lot out there, but you know, I like to keep it local with Georgia Southern.
All right, quickly, your impression of today at CrossFit Sheer Force.
You know, I mean, it's not over yet. I'm amazed. You know, the community that CrossFit, you know, creates. I've never seen anything like it. I've never been a part of anything like it. And so, you know, thank you, Melissa, for introducing me. I was a little reluctant after seeing the 12 Days of Christmas, I have to admit, workout, but jumped in and, you know, just getting better and better every week. So this is amazing. I can't wait to get the workout done. I do have a little bit of nervous jitters because I've been watching some people do it, but we're going to get after it.
Ms. Makos?
Yeah, it's 5 rounds of what's called DT, and it's to honor suicide awareness right here at CrossFit Sheer Force in Pooler. And DT is one of those hero workouts that CrossFit is so famous for. It's 12-9-6. It's 12 deadlifts, 12 hang power cleans, and 9 hang power cleans, and then six push presses. And so it's five rounds. And it's like, oh, yeah, five rounds, whatever. But it gets dicey. And it's done for time. And they are time capping us at 15 minutes. So Markel and I are going to do what's called RX, which is the prescribed weight. And so I'm a little nervous about that. I haven't done CrossFit in over a week since I had surgery.
Melissa, 2 hours flew by. And I thank you for bringing us here because this was special. Thank you to Cody. This is about your brothers, your sisters that did not make it. We appreciate what you've done for us. Keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN, we got the Dodgers at the Braves at 7:10 tonight. We got the Dodgers at the Braves tomorrow at 1:35. And then we got Sunday Night Baseball, Cubs against Cardinals. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, you can listen to the Coach and Makos and Kel. And it's all right here. We're your source for Saturday Night Sports. Remember, whatever you may be doing the rest of the weekend, always may be the best week till next weekend. Melissa?
Always hit it out of the park.
I'll see you next week. Have a good time. We'll be back.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.